Well, good evening to you all, and thank you for being here. You know, as I mentioned in the beginning, this feast is the Feast of the Holy Family. Jesus has lots of feast days. Mary has a lot of feast days. Even Joseph has several, right? But today we look at them in relationship with each other as family. And of course, it's instructive for our own family. I was kind of amused as our lectors were coming up trying to find the right readings, because we have lots of choices for our readings today, because there's so much of the scripture that addresses family life and love. And not only that, but if you think about it, the images of the relationship that we use to understand our relationship with God and with Jesus and with one another, they're all family terms, right? Father, son, brother, sister, and so forth. So family is where we learn so much. Children learn to get along in family life, do they not? To be responsible, to forgive. We all should have learned these life skills when we are very young, growing up in family life, and probably we're all still learning them, are we not? And married couples, they have to, when children come along, they have to take their love to the next level. For that matter, when they get married. Think of the learning curve that takes place in that first year of marriage. I'm sure you married couples can attest that there's a lot that you learn about your spouse. And there's a lot you learn about yourself. And even more that you learn about the demands, the real demands of love. Children also come along and they teach parents as much as parents teach children. We all encounter life beyond family life. Children go off to school and they learn to get along with their teachers. They learn to get along with their classmates. And at each level in life, as we go along, we learn those life skills, which are also learning how to live our faith, specifically how to love. Our second reading from Paul has some cultural limitations, but it also assumes a family makeup, which is traditional, if we say, but not always the case in our families. There are many variations of what a family looks like these days for the relationships that are there. But Paul teaches us that the importance of families learning to bear with one another and forgiving one another. It needs to happen for family life to thrive and to grow. Families will have disagreements. Family members will hurt one another, sometimes intentionally and sometimes not. But in today's gospel, members of our family and God's family, we are called to learn the ways of love. And we learn that first at home in our family life and then moving out. Within household, we're told there are elders, and we know there are, and there are the ones who are younger. And the instruction was that the elders should act responsibility, sharing with the members of the younger ones their wisdom that they gain through their years of experience. At least we hope we learn something as we go along. But they also need to learn from the younger ones as well. Life is different these days. They're growing up under a different atmosphere, I guess we might say, and they have a lot to teach us old codgers as well. In the ways of love, then, we're called to have and exercise compassion for each other, especially for the different age groups, if you will, but also different cultures, different times, different places, different family experiences that everyone has. In the household, younger members and elders are called to bear with one another and be patient. That's not always easy, is it? Both elders and younger members will struggle, will make mistakes, will disappoint and falter. But the way of love entails forgiveness, and when expectations are not met or when feelings get hurt. This way of love is seen in the gospel as well. In pondering our gospel passage from Luke, one might say that 12-year-old Jesus was not a model son. We know that's not true. But participating in family outing to Jerusalem and celebrating the feast of Passover, the young boy goes off on his own and becomes separated from his parents and does not return to them in their caravan. This separation leads to worry and stress for his parents, who eventually find him, but it takes 3 days, if you can imagine losing a child that long. Parents confront their child, expressing their feelings in consternation, and Jesus has displeased them, causing them worry and suffering and grief. But the young Jesus asks a rather glib question in response, and the parents would have to bear with him, trying to understand and forgive their young son when he makes the stunning decision to stay back and dialogue with the teachers in the temple. Here we have an example of parents who are the wise elders allowing their child, a younger member of the household, to do what he needs to do. And their love for him, of course, never wavered. Mary and Joseph could have punished Jesus for not telling him that he was staying in the temple. Jesus could have been offended that he was being treated like a child. But any negative feelings they may have bore, without lashing out, they forgave one another for their misunderstandings. It's not easy to love and understand people in your family. It's not easy to keep trusting in God in confusing times. But take heart that he is with you as much as he was with the Holy Family. You have received that same Holy Spirit who filled Joseph and Mary and Jesus. The Spirit can give to all of you the gifts you need to be understanding, to love, to be patient and forbear with one another. You may not be the perfect family, but you can become a holy family as you yourselves grow in age and grace and wisdom before God. Collectively, the three readings tell us the family needs to be re-envisioned with mutual love and respect as the foundation of all relationships. It's not by accident that the readings of today dwell on the theme of wisdom, which we seek to dwell upon and reflect upon our experience, especially our experience within the home. Wisdom can be understood as seeking and savoring those insights gained from the experiences of life that enable us to live fully and with integrity. In each reading, we see that we arrive at wisdom through the way we live out relationships with those closest to us. In the family, we discover that while children are taught and molded by parents, it is the children themselves who teach the adults what it means to be a parent. In the family, we discover that husbands and wives mold and shape each other into more caring and loving and forgiving partners. So it is in the family of God. In our interactions with others, we discover trusting relationships and that we can live in mutual respect and service, modeling ourselves after Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We're learning compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In the family of God, we take on the most basic family characteristic, and that is we put on love.